Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And it's a wonderful day, Tim, and it's always good to have people joining us for Connected.
Absolutely, and of course, we're joining one another today, and we have some good things that we're going to be talking about here in just a few moments.
Yeah, I just want to make an announcement. Can I make an announcement?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the opening registration has begun for Women of Valor.
Oh, wow, that's awesome for y'all. Oh, well, that's awesome for all of us.
Yeah, all of us. And ladies, you need to make plans to be with us April the 23rd through the 25th. And if you want to register, there's two numbers you can call to register, and that's 301-895-3868 or 301-895-3292. And you can register or even go to Father's House. We have a website.
Father's House, it's .info.
Yes. And you can also see more info there about the whole thing, the guest. So it's officially, you can register now.
Praise God. That's going to be an awesome time.
It will be. It will be.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Their way, searching for a little peace of mind. But hope is in the same place that it's always been. The answer transcends all space and time. Still the cross is still the answer. It's where Jesus opened heaven's door. Still the cross is still the answer. There's no need to search anymore. There's no need to search anymore. Day we're living, some have rearranged God's word to make it fit into their point of view. Trying to win approval, we're losing the lost. I think it's time we got back to the truth. Still the cross is still answer. It's where Jesus opened heaven's door. Still the cross is still the answer. There's no need to search anymore. There's no need to search anymore. Oh, everything has changed. One truth still remains. The cross is the only way to God. Still the cross is still the answer. It's where Jesus opened heaven's door. Still the cross is still the answer. There's no need to search anymore. There's no need to search anymore. You don't have to search. The search is over.
Thank you.
This month, with your love gift of $15 or more, your glorious turnaround featuring Pastor Keith Collins.
God would hear the cry of a man or a woman or a small group of people, and He would respond. And then there would be this unusual moving of God's Spirit that goes beyond the ability of man, to where there's a sovereignty that takes place, and everything that begins to happen has to be attributed to the hand of God. But it always commences with people that begin to say, God, give us more, Lord. Mm-hmm. Reveal your glory in the midst of this generation. And we become, as the people of God, we become jealous for the glory of the Lord to be restored.
If you're hungry for a personal revival, this is for you. Your glorious turnaround with the Colossinos and Pastor Keith Collins. Yours with your love gift at he'salive.net or He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
And it's a wonderful day, Tim. I tell you, we've just made the announcement that Women of Valor registration is open. We do have early registration discounts. We have group discounts. Of course, there is a cutoff date for the group discounts, but it's just going to be a fantastic time at Father's House this year, formerly the World Lighthouse Worship Center.
That's right. And the church, of course, is located on 724 North Park Road right here in Grantsville.
It's April the 23rd through the 25th. And this year, every year, it's a little different, but this is going to be a year. I'm expecting something so totally different for some reason. Something is turning in my belly. It really is. And the excitement is mounting. It's growing. People have been asking, you know, even before Christmas, what days do I take off from work? Because people love to come to Women of Valor.
Absolutely. And folk have been asking, what is this year's title
it
or
is,
theme?
Yeah, it's Pick Up Your Mantle. Pick up your mantle. Everybody, I believe, is called of God, and everybody can be equipped and trained and commissioned. But so many people, they don't fulfill their destiny. They don't know their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And God has a purpose and a destiny for every life.
Absolutely.
And it's not to be a wimpy woman. You know, if He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Bride of Christ has to be the Lioness.
Or a mushy man.
Or a mushy man. Yeah. God has called us. I mean, think about this. We're the bride of Christ. If He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah and we're His bride, we are to be a lioness. I heard Lisa Bevere share this, that the church should be a lioness. We should roar and we should be bold and courageous and very strong. So that's what we're equipping at Women of Valor. Ladies who are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, who know their Creator. They know the bridegroom, and they know their destiny because they have a purpose that God has put within their heart and their spirit. And it will be a time, I believe, you know, as I was planning this, as we do every year in the planning time, Tim, I just see Saturday is a time of great impartation after all that God is going to be doing throughout the conference. So people don't want to miss any of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Each session is a teaching and or a preaching session, and there is ministry times
yes.
after each session, which is very nice for everybody that's involved. And of course, it's always a climax there on Saturday. The glory of God just fills the house. It happens, and what we're expecting this year is the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Each and every year, it seems like it just gets stronger and stronger. And I know that sounds like it's cliche, but it does. It gets stronger and stronger. The anointing
yes.
begins to fall upon people. You know, when I think about the mantles of God, a lot of folk, even the women that come, and there's mm-hmm. a few men that come as well.
Yes.
And when the folk come there this year, they're going to be expecting, how do I pick up my mantle?
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know I had a mantle. Isn't mantles just for fivefold ministry?
Oh, no, no, no. As I said, we're the whole purpose of fivefold ministry is to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. And so why would we train people to do the work of the ministry if they didn't have a ministry? They have a mantle. They have a calling. God's hand is mightily upon them.
Absolutely.
You don't have to call a pastor to get a prayer through. You can get your own prayer through. As I said before, we are the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ.
Amen.
A strong man marries a strong woman.
Absolutely.
Think about this.
Praise God.
A king of kings would not marry anything but that would be suited to be a queen. We are the bride of Christ. We've got to begin to say, if he is the lion of the tribe of Judah,
right,
then I'm the lioness and I will roar.
Praise
and I will
God.
Be bold and very strong. I will take the land that God has given me.
Praise
and I
God.
Won't back up for any devil. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You know, the apostolic and the prophetic, of course, God put together an apostle and a prophet here with you and I.
Yeah.
And the Bible says in Ephesians 2 and verse number 20 that the church is built upon those two foundations, the apostolic and the prophetic. So when you put those two together, you have thunder and you have lightning. Glory to God.
But and, not in strife, but in glory.
In glory, that's right. And the power of God just begins to move in a mighty way. Hey, we have seen such things happen in times past as people's blinded eyes open up. A lady who had not been able to walk got up out of a wheelchair, had a steel rod in her right out on the outside of her right leg just a few years ago. And God healed her, and the steel rod disappeared in her leg, and she was telling everybody about it.
Yeah, there was one lady that came in. She could hardly walk into the building 1 year, and she got her healing, and she called her husband. She was just excited, and she says, "I am healed. I'm healed." He says, "Are you healed or are you healed?" Because she had been claiming her healing by saying, "I'm healed. I'm healed."
Okay.
And she says, "I'm healed." He says, "Are you healed or are you healed?" And she says, "I am healed. I can walk. I can run. I can dance. I can do this."
Praise God.
And he said, "We're going on a honeymoon."
Praise God.
So it's just one of women of valor had a honeymoon.
It's just one of many ways that God does move there. He does move with the healing anointing.
Yes.
There's a teaching anointing. There's a prophetic anointing, an apostolic anointing, which you can come underneath of and be sent, basically, have hands laid upon you, commissioning you to go to the missions field.
Yes.
So many different things have taken place as a result of past Women of Valor conferences, and we believe that this year is going to be no exception. It's going to climax, and throughout each service, we're going to see people's needs met, sick bodies healed, believers filled with the Holy Ghost, sick bodies raised up off of the deathbeds
That's
of affliction.
Right. Yes.
All these things happen at the conference. And again, that is going to be held at Father's House, and that's 724 North Park Road right here in Grantsville, Maryland. And what are those dates again?
Yeah, April the 23rd through the 25th. People don't want to miss it. And I want to give one more quick testimony. A lady came in, this was over 10 years ago, at Women of Valor, and she was in stage 4 cancer. She was at the end. She had to wear a wig. Mm-hmm. She could not... She didn't have strength really to come, but by faith, she came. She didn't have strength to sit through the services, but she did it by faith. God healed her, Tim.
Praise God.
And she is still alive today. I mean, and cancer-free. And she refused to take chemotherapy after that. And the doctors thought she was crazy. And we don't tell people that. That was her own choice. We don't tell anybody. We say, go back to your doctor and
let
the doctor confirm what God has done.
That's right.
But she didn't even have chemo or anything, and her children were angry at her, and she's still totally healed.
God
moves miraculously at Women of Valor.
Praise God. And hey, if you don't have to wait to Women of Valor to come to Father's House. We have church services every Sunday morning at 10:30. I'm tongue-tied here. 10:30 a.m., either you or myself, we speak, preach, teach the Word of God, have some time of praise and worship. And then again on Wednesday nights, we're alternating right now. We're teaching on some awesome subjects. If you're in the tri-state area and you would like to make the venture and the trip up here to Grantsville on Wednesday evening, it starts at 7 o'clock p.m.
That's right. Well, Tim, it is just awesome. Once again, you can go online at fathershouse.info for more info.
Hey, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this song.
This is about it. And this is the blood. Broken and poured out for all of us. And in this communion, we share in his love. This is the body, and this is the blood. Well, I will remember everything, Lord, that you've done for me. I won't take for granted the sacrifice that set me free. I hunger.
Right hand and answer me. in thy glory over all the earth. Let those you love may be delivered, save with thy right hand and answer me. Oh, 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 oh.
And we are going to the Lord in prayer, and God hears and He answers prayer. He does. He hears and He answers prayer. And we have, I'm just looking at a whole stack of prayer needs that have been mm-hmm. brought into the studio.
Absolutely.
And I know there are people saying, I hope they pray for me today. Well, we are. We're praying for you. You agree in prayer.
Absolutely. There was a man that sent in a prayer request here a few days ago that he had had over 40 operations in his lifetime, and he suffers from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. We want to reverse that curse today
yes.
in the blood name of Jesus, sir. If you're listening, we just speak the blessings of God over
yes,
you. The prayer of petition, the prayer of agreement, according to Amos 3:3 that says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? We first of all agree, Father, with your word, and then Sharon and I with one another, that as we boldly come before the throne of grace, we're going to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We speak the blessings of God
yes,
over this man
Jesus.
Right now. We intercede on behalf of every one of his
yes.
need. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, may there be healing in his body right now
yes.
in Jesus' name. I hear
Jesus
the Lord say
name.
There's a man named Dave. You've been suffering from severe stomach problems and digestive problems. Right now, just receive your healing
yes, Lord.
In the blood name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise
healing
God.
Belongs to
yes.
you. I want to say that one more time, Dave. Healing belongs to you, and it belongs to everyone that's listening right now.
And someone, you got your fingers or a finger caught in something, slammed up in something, and losing your fingernail. There's immense pain, and and right now, in Jesus' name, we just speak healing to that hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
Be healed in Jesus' name. And then someone else, you have had the flu and the virus all winter long. The Lord, I'm seeing this. You've had it, you get over it, and you get sick again. You get it, you get sick again. You go to work sick, and it seems like your immune system is not fighting off anything. So, Father, right now we pray for them in the blood name of Jesus to be healed, the immune system to be strong right now. And whatever it is, God, show them, Lord, in the natural sense, whatever it is that they need to do in Jesus' name.
There's a lady that I spoke with about an hour and a half ago from Clarksburg, West Virginia. She called into the radio station, and as we were talking, she says, please pray for my daughter. She said she's having a struggle with her finances. She just has a minimum wage job, and we're praying and believing God to give her a better job with
yes.
benefits.
Yes,
she's pregnant.
Lord.
She's a single mom already,
yes.
and she's pregnant with a second child, and she needs more finances to come in Jesus'
yes.
name. Also, for the lady that did call, we thank the Lord that as you requested healing for your body and for your family, household salvation, it's being granted. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ, and you will be saved and your household.
And Lord, we give you praise, and we thank you for every covenant partner. We pray, Lord, they're sowing into good
yes,
ground.
God.
And just like the lady that gave, and within days, 10 times what she gave came in the mail. Lord, I thank you that you do those special things. You are a giver. When we give, Lord, you can release your blessings. So bless our partners now in Jesus' name. We thank you for meeting all of our
praise
needs
God.
According to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen and amen.
Praise God. Yes, amen. And you know, the Bible said in Philippians 4:6-7, King James Version says, be careful for nothing. The Amplified Translation says, don't worry, fret, or have any anxiety about anything, but in everything, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Add praise right now
uh-huh.
and thanksgiving for what we have been praying about and believing God for your breakthrough.
Amen. Do that.
Mm.
Tim, this has been good today.
It's been an awesome
time.
It just
seems like this last 30 minutes has flown by.
Yeah, the presence and power yeah. of the Holy Spirit is in studio going across the airwaves as well. And may you continue to hear and be healed.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.